We're back, and joining me on the phone is David Page from Toto. David, welcome.
All right.
Welcome to the bin.
Oh, man, it's good to be in the bin.
Okay, Toto, man, there's a lot of things been happening in the Toto camp in the last little while.
Yeah, it sure has. We have a new album out, our 18th album, and it's a rocker. It's a real good rocker. It's pretty eclectic. It's got lots of different things on it. And we brought in a few friends. I brought in my buddies, James Pankow from Chicago, and do some horns. We brought in Ian Anderson, Jethro Tull, play on a cut. And my other friend, lead singer Chicago, Jason Sheff, Tom Scott on saxophone, Lenny Castro, and my friend Shankar, who played a lot with Peter Gabriel and worked with Madonna and stuff like that. So it's rocking. And, of course, Greg Fillinganes is now a staple in the band, and he's my mentor hero here as part of Toto. You know? So he's played on every record that everybody's ever loved. You know, he's like the Kobe of keyboards and singing. You know?
Yeah, he's got an A to Z repertoire, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Greg right now.
Yeah.
What prompted the addition of Greg in the band?
Yeah, I've known Greg for like over 25 years. It's like he's so such a good player, it's stupid, you know. And every time we get to a party or we're at some place, he always sat down and started playing a repertoire of my songs, like This Sun from Boz, and he'd play Hold the Line and all this stuff. So never thinking he would ever say yes, I said, hey, would you like to go out with the band sometime, you know? Because Toto's always been a double keyboard band, you know, and it's kind of been single keyboard since Steve Porcaro left the band. He says, I'd go out the second. So I said, wow, you would? So a few years back, I wanted to take a break from touring and stuff, but the band wanted to still go out. I just gave him a call. I said, were you serious about touring and stuff? And he says, yeah, man. So he went out with the band, and the band loved him. You know what I mean? And I found out that when he was going out, that the band was starting closing like with Purple Rain. They weren't closing with Toto anymore. Greg was singing live, closing the show, doing his Prince imitation stuff, and blowing everybody away.
Oh,
and it was cracking me up. So he kept blossoming in the rock and roll band. And so it just fit like a glove, you know. And we brought him in as a full member this last album right here, and he just really stepped up to the plate, you know, and sank a lot of three-pointers here, you know. He just, as a keyboard player and as a singer and as just a producer and brilliant, brilliant entity to have in the studio. Every time I'm with him, it's like getting a masterclass lesson. And at the same time playing with a peer. And probably one of the funniest guys we've ever met. I mean, his Scarface imitation with Al Pacino is dead on. His Jerry Lewis is dead on. And he's got about three more. So he keeps us rolling in the aisle all the time.
Though the fact that you're not touring with the band, I see from reading the fan reviews on the Toto website that you really are being missed.
Oh, well, that's good to hear, you know. I miss the fans dearly, you know, and one of the main reasons I'm not going out is my sister, because my only sister, who's a little bit older, has a lung disease. She's on the top of the very list right now. She's going to have a lung transplant in the next 6 months, but she's doing really well. She's working out. She's trying to, you know, she's real strong and everything. You know, I'm part of her support group here, so I really appreciate the fans supporting me. Staying home with my sister, and I really miss being on the road. But at the same time, Greg, I couldn't have a better temp out there. It's like sending Kobe in again to replace you, you know, in a basketball game. He's just knocking them dead out there, and I love and miss the fans because they've been very loyal for all these years.
Yeah, apparently they've started a David Page for President movement over there.
Oh my. Oh, you always got to watch out for those kind of fans. There's always some fanatical extremists in the audience, you know what I mean?
It'd be great to see both of y'all playing live.
Would. We do. We've done some gigs when they play L.A. and play certain places. Me and Greg have sat down together when we play, and it's pretty killer. Yeah. It's fun.
About the new album, you guys signed with a new label.
Well, not really. I mean, like, we're the label here. What we did is we decided after all these years, you know, being under the thumb of another label and other different entities here, that we just go at our own. So we made this record ourselves. We financed it ourselves and basically just got in the studio and made the record here. We were approached by a few distributors. One is called Frontier Records in Italy. That's our international distributor there. Mm-hmm. So basically, we're functioning as a record company, which we always have since day one, except we're on a label, and we've had a lot of experience doing this. So we made the entire product. We did the art. We did everything, and all we did was hand them the masters, and they're distributing it. So we're partners with the distributor, which is what most small record companies do. And so we did that outside the United States. I kept the North American rights here, and we hooked up with a small indie label who's been like the label of the year for the last 5 years. They're called Red Eye. Mm-hmm. They're back east. They handle Little Feet, which are my friends, Billy Payne,
yep,
Fred Tackett, and all those guys. So I called Billy, and he says, man, this is a great company. So they're distributing us here in the States. We're finally an indie band, you know. It's very funny. That's what we're doing, you know, where we're doing PR here. I hired a great PR guy, John Wolfson, who handles, like, Death Row Records, and he handles Hall & Oates and stuff. We just did Regis and Kelly. We did XM/FM. We did Sirius. We're doing a whole bunch of things. We did Extra Extra in L.A. to promote here,
yeah,
for the North American tour and the album. And now we've got the big ring here. We're on your show, Bunky. We're on the band with Bunky here, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Just to round things up.
Exactly, man.
So you've been busy since the U.S. release.
Honestly. Yeah, sure have, you know. It started, it took 9-10 months to make the album, and then everybody took like about a month off, and everybody's been hitting it here. And when they're on the road, I've been just doing PR here in the States and trying to do radio and stuff like that. They're in Japan now. They came back from a very successful European tour.
Mm-hmm.
They gave Peter Gabriel a Lifetime Achievement Award in Germany, and now they're in Japan, and they're going to Bangkok, Jakarta, and then going down under to Australia and everything like that. So, and they will be back in here in June to do the States here. So we're excited, and we're getting on the radio here, as you can hear, I mean, not see,
yep,
but spreading the word that Toto has never sounded better, and we're strong, and we're going to be playing the States here, coming to your town to say hello to all of our Toto fans.
Absolutely, yeah. This new album is just kicking. I love
it. Oh, you dig it, huh?
Oh, man, do I ever like it.
You know, we thought we'd throw down instead of making a bunch of AC stuff, you know what I mean? This is the way we sound when we go in the studio and just start pulling out the jams. It's almost like when we first got together and did our first couple of albums here, we were rocking, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised, though. I talk to people in our chat room all the time.
Yeah.
From all over the world, from Australia, from Scandinavia, the UK.
Don't forget Canada now.
Well, that's where I am, actually.
I know. That's why
I got a bone to pick with your touring in Canada.
Oh, you know? So do us. I mean, my bass player's wife's from Canada,
is
too.
That right?
And my one of my close friends, David Foster's from there, you know. And Brian Adams, yeah, another friend, yeah, of mine, you, yeah, know. And so you can pick that bone, because I'll relay it to my band, and yep, as soon as we get off the phone, you know.
For sure. Anyway, one of the things that comes up in the chat all the time is, and you'd think that people would lay into the older albums as,
yeah,
as their favorites.
Yeah.
But I'm finding that things from Isolation on up through Kingdom of Desire, Tambu, all those Minefields, all the newer stuff is becoming everybody's favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know. I'll tell the guys in the band that. That's interesting, because it's funny. We're starting to listen to that stuff from the Isolation period on, and the band just happens they're including a lot of the stuff they'd never done before, some things off of Isolation and Kingdom of Desire this tour.
Yeah.
Because we reached out through the web and polled our fans, and they were saying the same thing as you're telling me, you know, so... We go back and listen. We said, man, you know, it's not as bad as we remember it being. You know, it sounds better because we were just cranking it out then. You know,
yeah.
And so that's encouraging, and I'm glad to hear you say that. That's a pleasant surprise. And as soon as I finish this phone call, I'm going to email the band and tell them that, you know, that their instincts were right here. You know,
It's 30 years for you guys this year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty awesome. Even longer than that, actually, because we started out at Mr. and Mrs. Picaro's garage when I was like 13 years old, is when I met Jeff and started playing with Jeff and Mike and Steve Picaro over on Valley Heart Drive in North Hollywood here. So we were all grew up together, you know, just playing proms and homecomings and, you know, battle of the bands kind of stuff when we were kids. So it's kind of an extension of a neighborhood valley band. It really is. It wasn't a thing put together with corporate session rock players, although we were corporate session rock players. But we were all playing in a high school together. And same with Lukather. When me and Jeff went on the road after we left high school, Steve Lukather and Steve Picaro took over the band that we had, which is called RSL in the valley there. And So we're all like, it was all a little tight group there, you know. But thank you for the anniversary gift there, you know.
Most bands don't make it past 5 years.
I'm telling you, we look at each other and go, well, why are we still together, you know? I mean, we thought maybe we'd have a 10-year run here, but we're still together and we're still friends and we still have some laughs. Because we'd always say, well, as long as the Stones are out there, we'll keep playing, you know. And damn if they didn't... not quit, you know, they're still out there, so we have to keep chugging behind them there, you know.
Well, at least you guys keep your shirts on stage.
I know, we have to, you know. We don't look like Mick, you know.
Yeah, I know about that.